There is a domino effect of it. Because now we have to start later and so forth and so on. So may the Lord exercise us to respect the time, because when the time was come, He sat down. He sat down. There are four titles that, as far as shepherd is concerned, is connected to the Lord Jesus. We read about three, but He is really also just called the shepherd. Just the shepherd. So the Lord Jesus was called the shepherd. You see it in John chapter 10 as well. The Lord Jesus was called the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus was called the great shepherd. And the Lord Jesus was called the chief shepherd. So I just want to touch briefly on all these four different titles in relationship to His work as a shepherd. And then I want to bring it home in relationship to us. What does it mean to be a shepherd? I want you to take note of a verse that is from the Old Testament that will give me the understanding and the greater appreciation that Christ Jesus came as a shepherd. And that verse is in Genesis chapter 46 and the last... Chapter 46. There's a chapter 46 that gives us a little idea what Christ was planning to endure when He came into this world, not only as a Savior, but also to take upon Himself to be a shepherd. That verse in chapter 46, without quoting the number of the verse, I would say the last verse of the chapter. How is that? That's a good one, right? The last verse of the chapter 46, He says, "The thought of shepherding was an abomination to the Egyptians. It was something that was despised." I'm not talking about our dear brethren from Egypt. I'm talking about to bring the application of what Egypt speaks about, that this Egypt, as far as Scripture is concerned, represented the aspect of the world we are living in, the world that is under the system of the prince of this world, who is Satan. So there was something that gave me a hint, at least to me, that this work of shepherding was something that was despised, was something that was rejected, was something that looked down upon from the aspect of the world is concerned. Why? Because the prince of this world will hate a person that will care for his soul. He will hate an individual that is willing to lay down their life for the sake of the sheep. Satan will hate this mentality. So from the beginning of the book of Genesis, Satan despised such an office for a person to be a shepherd. And the Lord Jesus became a shepherd. Because the Lord Jesus counted the cost. Because He understood that coming into this world, not only to save, as we have heard, but also came into this world to care for souls. It reminds me, although the word shepherd is not there, but it reminds me about the good Samaritan that was willing to care for that soul who was half dead and bring him into an inn where he is sustained and cared for. But the Lord Jesus, being a shepherd, tells me, first of all, that He not only cared for souls, not only He was willing to lay down His life, but He was willing to take upon Himself all the rejection, all the despising, all the things that comes with that office. And that's why when we read about the suffering love of the Lord Jesus, we see Him that He was being despised by men. We read how they mocked His rightful claims. They mocked Him. You know why? Because the Egyptians from the older days, they had no regard for a person that have a heart of a shepherd. The Lord Jesus was a shepherd. He wasn't any shepherd, you know. I have quoted a lot of individuals that were called shepherds, right? But the Scripture says in Zechariah chapter 13, "Awake, O sword," who's talking? The blessed God. "Awake, O sword, on my shepherd." The Lord Jesus is so unique in His person that God took notice of Him as Him being my shepherd. He is mine. He is my shepherd. He is the shepherd after my own heart. He is a shepherd after my own affections. And not only that, awake, O sword, on my shepherd, and but on my fellow men. Means fellow, my equal. The Lord Jesus is none other but the blessed God over all. That's what makes the grace of God so wonderful. That's why I understand Ephesians chapter 1, that it's going to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. Why is it grace? The eternal God, the blessed one who is over all, have taken upon Himself to come and to be a shepherd, to maintain, to sustain, and to care for you. But He is the good shepherd. There are two things that I want you to understand about that office of the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life, or giveth his life for the sheep. That's why it is Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is really the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd that laid down his life. And the first thing that I want you to take hold, my dear young brother, young sister, I know you stayed late last night. Some of you probably went to bed at 3 a.m., but I'm going to tell you, that's going to be your problem. I need you to stay awake. And when this time is over, go drink some caffeine if you are at age. Coffee. But when I think of the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd, I think of love. That He was willing to lay down His life. You know who will speak of that? David. David was a feature of the Lord Jesus, a type of the Lord Jesus, that He was willing to fight the lion. He was willing to fight the bear for who? For one lamb. He was willing to lay down His life for His flock, for His sheep. And the first thing that I want you to acquaint yourself when you read in the Bible that the Lord Jesus was the good shepherd, that He loved me. And the measure of His love, He laid down His life. This is love. This is love. You know what? When the Apostle Paul encourages us to be shepherds and to be fathers and to have these wonderful exhortations, a lot of our time right now in 2016, we speak well, we talk well. I love you, brother. I'm going to be praying. One day I'm going to come and see you. And this soul like is going through deep waters. But one day I'm going to come and see you. The Lord Jesus was not only a talk. He did not only speak about things. He just did them. He laid down His life. So the good shepherd, when you read that title, I want you to think that the good shepherd layeth down His life. And Christ loved each one of us. And the measure of His love, being the good shepherd, is that He died for me. That's the kind of good shepherd we have. Let's move on quickly. Please take notes and check what's being said. The second thing, when you read this title of Good Shepherd, I want you to understand this aspect. It is called relationship. You know, David, probably he just delivered the lamb. He was willing to fight the lion just to deliver. But David was not able to have a relationship with sheep, right? That's not. But in a spiritual way, Christ Jesus, when you read verse 14... that the intention of Him being a good shepherd that laid down His life, that He desires to have a relationship. I am the good shepherd, He says in verse 14, and know my sheep, and my sheep what? Know me. That after He laid down His life, is not only to deliver you, it is not only to save you. We have heard about salvation. We thank God for it. But that's only the mean. To establish a relationship that is greater than only delivering you. Sometimes we take salvation and we run with it for eternity. Well, salvation was only the mean, my dear brother. My dear sister. When He died for me as my Lord and Savior, He wanted to deliver me from eternal punishment. But He desires things that are greater than salvation. He desires to have intimate relationship with you and with me. And when you think of the title Good Shepherd, I want you to think of death. I want you to think of love. Because the measure of His love to me led Him to die for me as a shepherd.